This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're going to swing the bat this year. And, you know, I think we've had our moments offensively, but we still haven't put together a series full of at-bats, which we have the ability to do. I thought we swung the bat really well early in the game yesterday. Hit a lot of balls hard, took some good at-bats. We ran out of an inning one time. But we got to play better defensively for us to compete. You want to be able to save guys in the bullpen. Hopefully we can start getting some deeper starts and play some better defense behind them to allow that to happen and help guys get out of innings. And you know, we're going to have to do that going forward.
So that was Brandon Hyde after the game yesterday. Orioles lose 4-1. They lose 2-3 in Kansas City. Another weekend of feast or famine offense where they scored 8 on Saturday and combined to score 3 in the other two games. And through 10 games, fundamentally, this has been an incredibly unsound baseball team. And we seem to see it all weekend long in Kansas City.
Look, I have been talking about what I think are major categorical flaws in their roster construction since before last season. And there are things that they seem to care about and things they don't. And there are things that they seem to prize in acquiring players or developing players and things that they don't. And it seems to me, and has for quite some time, that the things that don't show up in algorithms that Sig can't account for with all his NASA math brilliance. Guys who throw to the right base. Guys who know when they have to slide at home plate. Guys who know how to take the extra base. Guys who know who has to be the cutoff man and who doesn't. Guys who throw to the right base. Guys who throw to the right cutoff man. Guys who understand their own strengths and weaknesses as an outfielder or an infielder and therefore working with the team adjust to position themselves accordingly. High baseball IQ. They have none of that.
Guys who can catch the ball.
But this is not a fluke.
Yeah. No.
Okay? Because you can draw a line from Dwight Smith Jr. to Tyler O'Neill. You can. You can draw a line from Pedro Severino to Gary Sanchez. You absolutely can.
Well, you could.
You can draw a line from all the soft tossing, we know better, cheap pitchers they took a flyer on at the beginning of this thing. To Jordan Lyles, to Kyle Gibson, back to Kyle Gibson. You can draw a line in what they believe in. You can draw a line from Cole Irvin to Trevor Rogers. Okay? They don't know how to construct the human and the non-analytic part of this whatsoever. They don't know when guys really need a day off and when guys really need to play. They don't know when a hot bat needs to stay in the offense and when it doesn't. They don't know that Jorge Mateo, having barely played center field in his life, having barely played baseball at all, including spring training, and have they watched Cade Povich pitch on the road? What happens? He gives up a lot of hard contact and a lot of fly balls, especially on the road. And that's one of the hugest ballparks in baseball. And they run another suboptimal defensive lineup with a bunch of experimentation and Frankenstein stuff
behind a
young starter who needs them to pick him up, and you get a triple that should have been caught, and you get a double
that had
an expected batting average of .130. A major league player catches that ball, period. I told you last week, keep running Tyler O'Neill out there, you idiots.
keep doing it and watch what happens.
You can't call me idiots.
They're idiots for running Tyler O'Neill out there every day. Yeah. I called it a week ago. I said he will undermine your team. Keep doing it because you overpaid him. Keep doing it because you want to prove how smart he is. Keep doing it because you know what? You'll never adjust till they finally fire you. And I want you all fired. Wow. I want you all. You should be fired. You should have been fired after the last trade deadline. I said it before. I'll say it again. When this billionaire wakes up and does fire you, the damage you did will have been too much for the next person to overcome. But you keep running slop out there. It's been slop for months. You never fooled me in real time, and everybody's on to it now. And if you think Brandon Hyde is the problem, you haven't been paying attention.
I'm with you on that. Are you as angry, though? I guess I'm more angry about what I saw from Jorge Mateo yesterday. Like, first of all, I'm angry that he was out there in the first place.
Don't be angry at him.
Well, I am, because he can't catch a baseball.
He shouldn't be there.
Well, I agree. He shouldn't ever be in the outfield. He's not an outfielder.
Did they rep him up in the outfield at all in February or March?
Hyder said they did. He's been out there working.
In a game.
He shouldn't be. He's not an outfielder. He's
don't put it on him.
They
gave Laureano $5 million, and then they didn't want him in center field.
He should be in
they
center
didn't
field.
Want him in center field.
Mullen should be in center field.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's where it gets. He's your hottest hitter, and you mentioned it. You know who's starting. You have the young left-handed starter. Wouldn't you want your optimal defense out there, which includes Cedric Mullins?
Wait, you didn't see enough from O'Neill Friday night undermining your game because he can't slide, he can't move, he's too jacked up. If you had scouts with eyes, people like Dean Albany, you ran out of here because they wanted Bobby Witt Jr. and not Adley. If you had people like that and you actually listened to them, they would save you from some of the idiotic mistakes you keep making. I'm just a guy with a laptop. I said, if they put O'Neill out there, every day in Kansas City, whether it's rainy or sunny, he is not a baseball player. He's a designated hitter.
You're hyper-focused on O'Neill, though. Friday night, Kerstad lost a ball in the mid.
I told you from the first time I saw him in Delmarva, he's not an outfielder.
And yesterday, Mateo drops a ball that would have given a young pitcher two outs and nobody on in the first, and then overruns a ball later.
Blame the individual. None of them should have been there.
I agree. You got to have outfielders.
And this is idiotic. Yes, if you keep doing idiotic things and acting like idiots, and I can call it out before it happens and tell you it's going to happen, and you triple down on it because you pay the wrong people because you don't know what you're doing, then yeah, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to light your ass up on Monday because I said it was going to happen. I dared you to do it. Mm. You did it. And so Dean Kramer hung out to dry. Cade Povich hung out to dry. And hey, what? You know what? Sagano, good on you.
Because
he shoved on Saturday. Yeah. I didn't think he had it in him after the first outing.
Yeah.
And that was great. He salvaged your weekend. But guess what? You're 24th in walk rate. You've built a juvenile lineup again. It's the same feast or famine offense it's always been. The Elias way is the opposite of the Oriole way. It's fundamentally flawed. They don't want to pay or put any premium on pitching. They don't want to put any premium on defense. And they do live or die with the three-run homer, but that's not the only way the Orioles scored runs back
when
they
were a great franchise.
That was
the Weaver way, yeah.
That was one way they scored runs. That's the only way these guys score runs. They platoon too much. They didn't put any of these kids at set positions in the minor leagues, so they're still all over the place. The shortstop had 25 errors last year. I think he's a third baseman. He might have 25 more errors this year. Like, this is what they've built. It's not getting better. I don't think it's going to get much better.
Before we step out, we put up a poll. Twitter poll today, sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out teetimegolfpass.com for exclusive Tee Time deals. IA1057, the fans, how you can vote on this poll. More bad ball from the Orioles, picking up where they left off second half of last season. Same problems from bad at-bats, the throwing to wrong base. So, Birdland, what's your biggest issue thus far? Pretty split for the most part, but bad lineup slash management, 35.4%. Bad fielding fundamentals, 22.8. Poor starting pitching, 21.3. Feast or famine offense, 20.5%.
And I know I'm going to get you riled up, but you know what bothered me the most about O'Neill Friday night? He got bad jumps on two fly balls. He should have caught at least one of them. And then he throws to the wrong base.
He's a DH. I told you it last Tuesday.
Yeah.
How can no one in their scouting department have known there's a reason Boston's not bringing him back? He's hurt all the time. He's too jacked up with the 200-pound dumbbells to move. He's got no lateral quickness. He's a low IQ base runner.
To be fair, Rob Bradford did say they wanted to bring him back, but they weren't going to pay him what the Orioles paid him.
Right. You think that you either they have Wilmer Abreu or this guy? Stop.
I like Wilmer
Come
Abreu.
On. Like, we had to sit through this And I defended it while they ran a bunch of 4A guys out there who didn't know how to play professional baseball at this level because better times were coming. I can't have flashbacks to Dwight Smith and DJ Stewart in right field in 2025 when you tell me you're trying to win a World Series. I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to kill you on Twitter, and I'm going to kill you here, and I'm going to try to run you out of here until they get a real GM in who knows what he's doing at the major league level. You don't sit through all that to get back to this.
Orioles,
what did they do this offseason?
They
brought in right-handed bats
yes.
to try to improve things against left-handed
yes,
pitching.
They did.
They sat kids who were killing it left yes. or right side, including who had great at-bats against lefties going the opposite way.
Both Holliday and
Heston. Yeah. So they could run their righties in there. How'd that work out?
Not well.
Is Chris Bubich, Garrett Crochet, or maybe the Orioles don't know what they're doing?
Chris Bubich. Two good starts this year for the Royals.
Did they get a runner to second base against this lefty? I don't know that they did.
Yeah,
but that's all they did this offseason. They brought in a bad backup catcher who can hit, but he's a bad backup catcher.
Yeah.
They brought in a DH who they're trying to play every day in right field.
Yeah, he likes to play the outfield.
And they brought in Laureano, who they didn't even trust to put in center field, even though they gave him $5 million. And he's been an adventure in the outfield. But, of course, his defense has been in decline for years.
Great arm, though.
They apparently didn't realize it.
Great arm.
I guess Sig's calculator didn't. He didn't punch in the right numbers in his calculator.
Made a great throw.
It didn't spit out. Guy can't play.
Yeah.
Let's give him $5 million anyway. We know better.
We have a huge show today. Remember, every day is a huge show. It's a happy Monday, though it's cold and rainy. But welcome back, Maryland Spring. Harry Geller gets things started off guest-wise. Harry Geller is the founder of Turtle NIL. He's on the Board of Trustees at Maryland. He's a part-time professor at Maryland. He seems to have his finger on the pulse of what's going on, especially with the Maryland men's basketball program. We're going to talk about what happened with Kevin Willard and the Buzz Williams hire and everything going on with Maryland basketball at 2:30. Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us at 3, and our friend, IA Hall of Famer, Jonas Schaefer, talking Ravens at 5.
Is Buzz Peters, descendant of Hank Peters? Because Hank Peters, that's a GM.
Well, I keep saying Buzz Peterson, man, who was
Peters?
Another coach. Yeah.
Is he related to Hank Peters?
Hank Peters was a good GM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were the days. Oriole way. That was the Oriole way, not the Elias way.
Yes.
Two different things.
By the way,
the Ripken way and the Elias way. Two different things.
I was watching MLB Network this morning in front of the show. Bill Ripken was on, and they got into a big conversation about Big Dumper in Seattle, and he wanted no parts of that conversation. It was fun, though.
He's smarter than me.
Yes, he is a smart guy. Hey, coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner, and we'll take a look at the starting pitching from the weekend in Kansas City. Kay Povich, Dean Kramer down. Sagano way up. We'll recap next here on The Fan.